T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Andy Bunker, Randy McMichael, two brothers from another mother. Only on 92.9 The Game.
20 minutes away from the AMA to wrap things up. Any question, any topic? We'd love it if you'd send them in. Please do so.
Please do so.
Please. Pretty please. The Solomon Brothers Diamond text line 404-741-0929. Wendy will be back with us in 20 minutes as well to help ask and answer questions. So you can send her questions too at Wendy Radio on Twitter or at TBM929 for me on Twitter as well. Never too early to get them in. So interesting weekend for the Atlanta Braves. They're back at it tonight against the Boston Red Sox, 6 o'clock first pitch in spring training or for a spring training game. King Felix on the mound tonight. His fourth start of spring training. And for my money, if he goes out there and does what he's done the first three times, Felix probably has a spot in the rotation. Maybe he's got to do a little bit more. And I know that the battle has been tight at the back end, and we'll get to that in a minute. But I think from what they've seen from him, no one was expecting him to look quite this sharp. And if he does it again, he's in pretty good position to be in the rotation. Mike Foltynewicz, who's going to be in the rotation.
Yes.
I mean, no matter what, he's going to be one of the five starters to start the season.
That he is.
Pitched over the weekend, had a good start, said this about it afterwards. Tell me what you think about this. Quote, "My first two starts, I was maybe too relaxed out there. But now, you start to get that mental focus and just start attacking guys and treat it like a regular season game." So that was his problem earlier in spring training, Randy. Over the weekend, he treated it like it was an actual game. Earlier in the preseason, in spring training, he was just treating it like it was conditioning exercises.
Yeah, whatever, dude.
I love the spring training. I was just working on some stuff.
Yeah,
I was just trying to get some throws in.
Yeah, just working on this new cutter slider that I got.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, dude. It's good to see him pitch well, though. It is. We know, like our guy Paul Byrd, he got the good stuff. He has some good stuff and everything. And I want Felix to be on this rotation so bad for you. But I said it before spring. What would it say about the young players he was?
Yeah, I agree with you.
But the thing about it is that he's really showing why he should be considered.
Yeah, because they're putting both Felix and Camargo and Riley and all these guys are putting Brian Snicker and Alex Anthopoulos in some interesting positions where they're going to have to choose starters who beat out other guys who also played well enough to be starters.
Right.
And that kind of leads to interesting questions, which is, well, what do you do with those guys? Because say Felix keeps pitching well.
Mm-hmm.
And they decide they want him to be one of the five. Then there's only one other spot. Because you got Soroka, you got Fried, you got Folty. Say you got Felix. And then you got to choose between
Kyle Wright and Newcomb. Because you're knowing that Cole Hamels is coming back, mm-hmm. eventually.
So will you go with Newcomb because he's left-handed or whatever? Who cares? You pick one of the two.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do with the other guy?
Got to send him to Gwinnett.
Is that what you do? So he's working every fifth day?
Yeah, but I'm saying, do you send Nuke back to Gwinnett? This goes back to the same thing we talked about the third base between Camargo and Austin Riley. Also, if Camargo loses out, you're going to send Camargo to Gwinnett? Really? I think if Camargo's still not, he's a very young player still. He's
26.
You know what I'm saying? He's not an old
player. Yeah, he's not old.
What I'm saying is, like, would you send him back to Gwinnett?
But he's clearly not a minor league
baseball
player.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
And that's what's so weird about this situation to me. And I think Camargo and Riley are probably the best example of that. Because, say Felix and Newcomb win the 4-5 spots. Kyle Wright being in Gwinnett is not a big deal.
It's not a big deal.
Like he yes. still may be partially a minor league pitcher. No, maybe not. Maybe he shows enough to where they need to have him in the big leagues all season long. He's probably only going to get better being in the big leagues.
Yeah.
But maybe he is still partially a minor league pitcher. Sean Newcomb's not a minor league pitcher.
That's what I'm saying.
Sean Newcomb's a major leaguer.
Yeah.
Felix Hernandez not going to the minor leagues. Felix Hernandez is not a minor. I mean, I guess he could go there.
Yeah.
But there's no point.
Exactly. So that's why I'm like, if you look at it, you just said something about the bullpen. Do you put Newcomb back in the bullpen?
Maybe you do.
Kyle Wright. Or can you put Kyle Wright in the bullpen for a little bit? I wouldn't.
I think, yeah, I wouldn't. I mean, you know, you want him to be a starter, but you want Newcomb to be a starter too.
Yeah.
You make a good point, though. Newcomb was a relief pitcher, a middle reliever for a good portion of last season, did a really good job. After he got sent down to Gwinnett last year, he came back as a middle reliever and was really helpful out of the bullpen. I mean, there's a couple guys in that middle part of the bullpen that you have to make decisions on.
All right.
I mentioned it earlier. There was that great article from Dave O'Brien in The Athletic yesterday about a kid named Tyler Matzik,
mm-hmm.
who at one point was a big prospect in baseball. I think he was at as high as 23 on Baseball America's top 100 five, six, 7 years ago, and then was out of the league. He was totally out of baseball. Walt Weiss was his manager in Colorado, hadn't heard from him in 4 years, and then saw his name in a box score in a Gwinnett game and was like, well, that's not the same guy.
Mm-hmm.
It must be a different guy. And now he's down there in Florida pitching well and maybe earning his spot in middle relief. Like, 'cause you know the back end of the bullpen is taken care of.
Yeah.
You got $14 million a year going to Will Smith and $14 million going to Mark Melanson. Those guys are going to be on the field. Yeah. They're going to be in the bullpen.
That's how much both of them. God, I keep forgetting Mark.
Maybe 13 and a half for Melanson, something like that. But yeah, I mean, he's making money.
Oh, yeah.
He's one of the highest paid players on the team.
Oh, no doubt about that. Then you got Chris Martin and then Shane Green, mm-hmm. who looked pretty good his last, who looked really good his last time out, mm-hmm. but hadn't looked so hot the rest of the spring. So, I mean, that's fine. Because when you were talking about middle relievers, like, who are you talking about? You ain't talking about that dude, though.
Well, he's looked okay, too.
Yeah,
I mean, he's looked like himself.
Yeah.
He's gotten strikeouts and put people on
Russian,
base.
The Russian roulette of pitchers.
Yeah. But again, like, if he's your fifth inning guy, I can live with a fifth inning guy who's got the kind of stuff that Luke Jackson has if you're going to take the bad with the good on that one. We took the bad with the good on that one as a reliever as a closer last year all season long, and they won 97 games. And you can win a lot of games with a guy like Luke Jackson being in your middle relief. I mean, I know we make fun of him and all that kind of stuff, but he's okay.
Wasn't
in that
he like
role.
A raggedy trivia question about
He had the fourth most wins on the team,
yeah.
I think. Right? Is that what it was?
So it was something like that.
After Soroka, Freed, and maybe Julio Teheran? I don't know.
He might have been third most.
He might have been third most wins on the team last year. I don't know. Now, granted, some of those wins came because he gave up leads. Like, he blew saves, and then the team won the game in the bottom of the ninth inning. Like, everyone seems to forget those facts when they talk about him. But again, he's so less relevant now because of the moves that they made. Like, we're still going to have fun with Luke Jackson because you have a problem with him personally.
I ain't got no personal problem with that guy.
Oh.
I don't know him.
Okay.
I don't know him personally.
Okay. Well, you got some kind of problem with him.
Yeah.
You won't say his name. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're still going to have fun with that, obviously. But it's a fine situation where he is. What I don't know is if Riley and Camargo continue to look how they have, which has been really good. They both look good enough to be starting third baseman in Major League Baseball.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, and this was my opinion dating back before spring training started, other people told us that it was the other way, but it was my opinion that they would rather have Austin Riley as the third baseman, that in my opinion, he would have the advantage if there was a tie. Some people were telling us that they maybe wanted Camargo to be the starter for whatever reason.
Yeah.
I have no idea why. But either way, like, one of those guys is going to lose this competition. But does the guy that loses have to go down to the minors? Because I don't think that he should.
I don't think he should either. But, I mean, the thing with Riley is he's got to play. They say he's got to play. I get that. But why are you sending Camargo to the minors? I mean, why are you even sending Austin Riley to the minors? I mean, I think the organization wants Australia to win this competition. And from the looks of it, they're not going to hand it to either one of these guys. They're going to let them play into who's going to be who's going to play out of the position more than who's going to play into it.
Mm-hmm.
And now because the revolving door, that just don't fit me right now. I just don't like the revolving door at third base. Okay, who plays on home games? Who plays if a lefty goes? Because we know that Johans, he's a switch hitter, mm-hmm. so he can go both ways. So how would that rotation work out if you're like you know, a lot of times when they go into like a preseason depth chart, they have a starter, they have co-starter. Do you put both those guys as co? And how do you define those roles?
No, I don't think so. Whoever wins it's the third baseman.
Okay.
It from what they've told us. I mean, that's what Snickers told us. Whoever wins it is going to be the guy. He doesn't do a lot of rotating. I mean, you know it. We saw it last year. We were wondering at the end of the season why Josh Donaldson's starting every single day.
Yeah.
Maybe rest him a little bit into the playoffs. And why Freddie Freeman's starting every single day. I wonder, too, like, is that going to be something that gets actually done a little bit more this year than it was last year? Because, I mean, Freddie didn't play well in the playoffs because his elbow was getting ready to fall off. I don't know why Josh Donaldson didn't play well in the playoffs. But, I mean, it could help to get these guys some rest throughout the year.
You would like that.
And then that's where guys like that play into it a little bit more. Like being able to have guys that are versatile and, okay, Freddie needs a day off. Let's have Austin Riley play first base today. Because both those guys can play outfield.
Yeah, they both can play, but did you say first base for Freddie?
For a day.
Okay.
I mean, Austin Riley's played some first base in spring training. Okay. Or have Echeverria play. Like, I don't need Freddie Freeman playing 155, 160 games this
year. I'm with you right there, but we know that's what – how do we look at it like this? When you film with Freddie and Snick, is it more Snick or is it more Freddie? Because we know Freddie ain't coming out if he don't want to. I think if Freddie goes to Brian Snicker, is like, hey, I need a break. Brian Snicker will give him that.
Well, he's never going to do that.
But he's never going to do that, exactly. So if Freddie plays 160, it's, a lot of times it might be just Freddie playing 160 because he want to go play.
But again, like that, don't do that. don't do it. Like be the manager and step in and tell him to take some days off.
Yeah, Freddie, you're going to sit this one out.
I mean, you agree that they would be the smart thing to do to take it a little bit more carefully with him, right?
I
know that Brian Snicker has told us if you're a starter for him, you're starting.
Yeah.
Okay, great. That's good. But, I mean, let's be smart about it.
And the thing about it,
let's make sure we get to the playoffs as healthy as possible.
What's the one thing about Freddie and Johan and all these guys? They know they've been knowing Snick forever because they grew up with Snick.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They grew up with him in this Braves system with him. So he trusts them and he knows them really well. But if Freddie, like, hey, let me get one. Let him get one, please.
I know, but don't even make him ask, though. Tell him. You got to go to him every couple weeks or every 3 weeks or whatever and say, hey, Freddie, today you're just going to hang out.
Hey, Freddie, you feeling better?
You're coaching first base from the dugout today. That's what you're doing today, just so we're managing your workload so we get to September and October and you can actually lift a baseball bat as opposed to last year where you couldn't.
Barely lift one.
I like the idea of I love the competition that we're seeing between the two guys at third base. But I like the idea of whoever loses it being in the outfield rotation. Because if you're telling me that you can have Johan Camargo or Austin Riley as one of the guys that's going to play right field sometimes.
Hold on, wait.
And that means that Nick Markakis isn't a part of it every single day.
You can't get rid of Cakes?
Yes, you can. You can get – I mean, look, I like Nick Markakis too. Maybe not as much as you do. But, like, I think it would be okay if you have a guy who's 26 years old and played well enough to be a starter in Major League Baseball but lost because – the 22-year-old beat him out in spring training. Like, I think it's okay to have Johan Camargo on your roster. The only issue with that, I don't know. The only issue is Camargo maybe doesn't do as, and we saw it last year, doesn't do great as
exactly.
A not everyday guy.
Exactly. And that's the thing.
Well, maybe you trade Camargo.
He can be a great, easy, I think he has value, but I'm looking at it like this. If he doesn't win the job, is he going to be pouting again? I mean, I think he had every right to pout last year when they brought Josh Donaldson in. Now, was it an upgrade? Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, but still, yeah. I mean, you're looking at a young man who finally got his chance to be an everyday player 2 years ago, and he went out and produced, played well. But you go out there and you offer $23 million to a guy who we know has potential but hasn't shown anything in the last couple of years, but Josh was more than worth it.
Yeah, and he didn't deal with it well last year. I mean, he seems to be ready for this year, though, obviously, looking at what he's done in spring training. And you asked a good question. If he doesn't win as well as he's played, will that mean that he's going to have a bad attitude about it again? I don't know.
Possibly.
If he does, then maybe move him. He's got value. Johan Camargo actually has value. You can't trade Nick Markakis and get anything for him.
He might be able to be somebody who might want a good clubhouse veteran.
Maybe. Can't trade him to the Astros. I know that.
Oh, no.
He's going to fight all those guys. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the AMA. Any question, any topic, Solomon Brothers Diamond Text Line. Wendy says we don't have very many questions, so please send them in. We need questions for the AMA to function properly. At TBM929 on Twitter as well, at Wendy Radio. We'll answer anything you ask coming up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.